You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
All right, beautiful day out there, 7:42 here on WPHM. This week is Goodwill Week, and today the Goodwill is having an open house. Linda Whipple is the executive director, and she joins us right now. Linda, good morning, and happy Goodwill Week.
Well, thank you. We're excited about it.
Faye Thornhill is here as well. Faye, good morning.
Good morning.
Faye is the director of the the Workforce Development Manager. Linda, tell us a little bit about what Goodwill does, because I think a lot of people know it as that secondhand store, and there's so much more to it than that, isn't
there?
Well,
there is. The resale shops are our most visible part of what we do, but the heart of what we do is to help people learn how to work. We meet people wherever they happen to be on that spectrum, whatever barrier they have that keeps them from working. We try to formulate a program that will help them overcome it and obtain sustainable employment.
Yeah. What kind of programs are there? Those? What sort of work is done there?
Well, we have a contract shop where we produce automotive parts. And we're ISO 9001 certified, which is an important certification to work with the automotive industry. We assemble fasteners for them. If you have a car, you probably have hundreds of our fasteners in them. But this allows our participants, our program participants, the opportunity to work in an environment much like all of the other automotive factories that we have in our area. So it's a great stepping stone to prepare them for work in the community.
It's got to be so rewarding, Faye, to work with these people that otherwise may have a very difficult time finding work.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And with those donations that come in through our retail store, we use the monies from those donations that are sold or some that are recycled to help train the people that are participating in our programs, which also include high school students. So they can work in the contract shop doing the fasteners. They have an opportunity to do e-commerce and learn how to do things online. We recycle, so they help with the recycling process. They learn warehousing, and they can do custodial. So we have a variety of learning and training programs right within our building just because people donate to Goodwill through the stores.
You mentioned e-commerce. That's one of the ways that Goodwill has changed over the years, isn't it?
It has indeed. Like most of the brick-and-mortar retail that we've seen struggling lately, our sales, too, have been impacted by that. Individuals are selling their own items online. So we've jumped on that bandwagon and tried to be a part of the electronic age. Donations that come into us, we list and sell on shopgoodwill.com. That's a website that is supported by all of the Goodwills across the nation. So it's kind of an exciting time for us on that venue.
It is exciting. How is Goodwill funded?
We are self-funded. Mm-hmm. When we receive a donation from our very generous community, usually through our stores, either by purchasing goods from us or donating to us, the revenue that we generate in our stores is our primary funding mechanism.
And of course, things are excited. How many stores do you have? Because it used to be one location. Everybody knew where it was. You've branched out, haven't you?
Yes, we have three locations now. We have the one on 26th Street, which was the original, and that is where our programming takes place primarily. But we also have one in Fort Gratiot up near Home Depot, and one in Marysville, which we've recently just renovated in the Village Green Shopping Plaza.
And there are lots of treasures there. You never know what you're going to find when you walk in the
door. Every day is Christmas at Goodwill.
Absolutely.
You never know what the next package is going to bring.
Yeah, especially this time of year, you get into garage sale season, and it seems to blossom, doesn't it?
Yes, and we have implemented our pickup service again. So if someone has a large donation or furniture that they need to bring to us, we can come out and pick it up for you.
Fantastic. Tell us about the open house going on today.
The open house today is from 11 to 1, and we're excited to open up our facility so that people can see what we do besides sell resale. So I think it's a great opportunity to come in and see our programs in action. You know, it sounds a bit corny, I suppose, but every day we really do change lives, impact lives. And we take that job very seriously, and we couldn't do it without the support of the community. So we're hoping that individuals will be interested and come in and really see this type of programming in action and the people that we serve.
Faye, what do you want people to know about Goodwill?
Oh, that your donations are never wasted. We are a green company. However, because we are a green company, nothing gets wasted. So we will, if we cannot use it in the store or if it's not on e-commerce, we repurpose it for some other reason, and nothing goes in the landfill. So last year we reduced landfill waste by 63% of donations coming in. And according to statistics, about 70 pounds of clothing go in the landfill each year. Well, if you send them to Goodwill, they're repurposed. Even if they're not sold in the store, we also have companies that work with that will come to us and ask for rags for cleaning their machines. We can repurpose them into rags for other companies to be used for cleaning. So there's a multitude of things we can do.
I think that's good for people to know, because a lot of times as people are cleaning out their closet or their basement or their attic or their garage, they're saying, should we give this to Goodwill or should we not give it? Well, Goodwill doesn't want this. Goodwill will take it, right?
Yeah. We will. We've even found a company that will buy from us single shoes. You know, we always all lose socks in the dryer, but if you end up with a single shoe, we can deal with that.
All right. Well, good to know.
We have a place for those single shoes.
Everything can be repurposed and reused. That's fantastic. How about you? What would you like everybody to know about Goodwill, Linda?
I'd like people to open up their hearts and their minds to the people that we work with, those who have usually mental health disabilities, and that they have value to the community, that they bring a certain skill level that I think sometimes they're not given credit for. So the idea that everyone has a place in our community, and that level of inclusion is so important for this group of people, is often they've been told over and over that they failed, they've not met the objectives of the day, where we produce about 3 million automotive parts a week. And that's done largely by a group of people who traditionally might have been labeled as unemployable. So it's an important process, and we're hoping to give that education to the community today.
That's a great organization. Again, 11 to 1 at the Goodwill on 26th Street.
Yes, and we're serving lunch.
Oh, you're serving lunch, too, and the weather's going to be beautiful, yes. So there you go. Thanks so much, Linda. Appreciate it. And Faye, thank you for coming in this
thank
morning.
You.
Appreciate it very much. 7:49 now here on WPHN.